Okay, I'm going to try a semi-live demonstration of ZomTom. This isn't actually working, but it works well enough. The thing flickering down in the bottom right-hand corner of the movie, by the way, is the light on the Bluetooth card. It was so bright that, in fact, I masked it off with a piece of tape, because it was quite annoying. Now, I'm logged in as myself, but SU'd to root, because it does need to run as root. There are fixes for that, but it needs a lot of hacking. That will probably come in a little while. It's mainly ownership of devices that it needs. So I'm now going to start it off. You can probably see there that I've got it just about to run .start. I don't know if you can see that. It's a little bit blurry. So I'm just going to pan out because I don't want you to see the serial number. So it runs a test script. And then it does loading. You probably can't see it. It says loading, and then it counts from 0 to 100%. And there's a pause while it's thinking about it. And it's Rick's custom application that sets up the Xaris. Here we go. You can see now it's popped in. It does take a little while just to start up the first time, but the responsiveness is quite good. So I'm going to select English UK. Oh, that's good enough. So I'm going to say I'm right-handed. I'm going to pause it. Well, everything's clear enough. It's a little bit bright. It's burned out on the screen. Hopefully you can read everything. Done. All right, 24-hour clock. 23:54, that's actually correct. Yes, it is nearly midnight and I should be in bed. Now, sound doesn't work yet. That's a shame, but it is being worked on. I think it's mainly a case of trying to establish just how ZomTom actually drive the sound chip and work out how their driver works. If I press test, nothing crashes, just nothing happens. So here we go. I'll say done. Now it currently says select a map. If there's no maps found, that's actually probably my fault. I don't think I've configured my my setup right. Rick has had it displaying maps of his locality and maps of England, so we know that part works. So talking to the GPS does work, and it does do the maps. The only thing that doesn't work is sound. We've been very, very careful to make sure that the package you've installed contains no TomTom files whatsoever. There's some automation left to go to make it spot on. We'll probably be looking for beta testers sometime soon. So lots of promise. Really, sound is the key, but it does bring another angle to the Xaris. And of course, congratulations to the Angstrom team for such a fine application that allows interesting applications to run.